Cody. Yes, and one of the stars who's doing a brilliant job, but we can't get enough of her, is Candace Warner, former Iron Woman champion in her own right and now doing great things on the show. And she joins us now from Sydney. Hi, Candace.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Oh, Candace, you are doing a brilliant job, and you would, because you have that the mental and physical ability to do something like this because of your history as an Iron Woman. But I just wanted to say you are doing such a great job. And what I witnessed happen to you on Monday night was worse than I think even the Beastins. For people who don't know, there's no hot water, there's no toilets. You had essentially a toilet explode on you, Candace, and I've never felt more for anybody. What was that?
Do you know what the worst thing was? It was probably day two into it, and there'd been 17 recruits, so the bags were really heavy because, you know, there's been a lot of recruits and, you know, when people get nervous and things like that, they sort of, you know, you have the nervous poos and whatever else. So it's, they were really full, really full. So the bags are a little bit heavier. And because we didn't set the bags up to start off with, they're only single lined. So that didn't help. So we learned after that to put three or four bags in. So it didn't happen again. But yeah, it was pretty vile. And I just couldn't, and I've got a really weak stomach, so thank God they didn't show how badly I was dry reaching, because it was just horrendous.
Did they look after you though, Candace? After, did they give you a bit of water, like hot water, to have a shower with, or they just let you stink it up a bit?
No, you got nothing. It's just literally you just have to sit there in the putrid clothes, because that's all you have. And then afterwards they then came out and told everyone, you know, make sure you have the PPE, the protective gear on, you know. And,
yes, staff. Yes.
Yes, staff. Yeah, while we're covered in shit.
Okay. Well, Thief, I'm glad you started with that question. No, thanks. Thanks so much.
I'm so sorry. Now, Candace, I've heard you talk about why you would sign up for this, and I love it. I love that your three girls would be watching you and look what mummy's doing, and they would be so proud of you. But were there moments? I mean, we've watched the people walk, the other celebrities walk. You're still there. Did it break you? Were there moments you were lying there in your camp bed going, what have I done? Why have I signed up for this?
To be completely honest, not really, because we didn't get much downtime. So what they don't show is in between activities, I guess, you are literally spending hours trying to dry your clothes. You have a dry set. So as soon as we get back to camp, we put our dry clothes back on, and then we just literally go hell for leather trying to dry our wet kit so that we can put that back on and save our dry kit for when we need it. So it was just a lot of drying clothes, spinning them around, going, is this dry enough? Isn't it dry enough? So you don't get a lot of downtime, which helped me a bit to not think about home. But it was when you start to nod off at night that you think, oh, I wonder what my kids are doing, or are they missing me? And I'd never been away from my family before. So that was a really big challenge for me.
You speak about your family, Candace, and obviously Dave's over in India at the moment playing cricket. I think he got egged or something last night by one of his teammates. That looked a bit weird on his Instagram.
No. What they do is if you win a game or if you get man of the match, it's a tradition in India, just like a birthday, that instead of eating the cake, they put cake on the face. So yeah. No, that's what that was. And I know, and they have these amazing cakes, but no one eats them. It's all just to put it in the face.
He didn't look happy about it. I thought he was trying to match your poo bag experiment. Yeah. He got cake on his face. But yeah, your daughters obviously wouldn't have seen you become an Iron Woman champion. So they've sort of been alive while Dave's been dominating the cricket world. Do they look at you now and go, how proud are they of you watching you on this show? Because you're bloody doing a great job.
Yeah, they're really proud, and they've never seen me compete. They've never seen me do anything, you know, besides from making their lunches, putting them to bed, reading them. But they just see mum as mum and dad as this superstar that scores runs and everyone loves him and, you know, that sort of thing. So they always just want to be like dad, not like mum, because mum's pretty boring. But they kind of just take the mickey out of me, to be honest. Like, they're proud, but they're like, why are you crying, Mum? That's embarrassing.
Well, the next episode they showed the shorts of after last night's episode is when you get to actually see your kids on the on the computer. How hard was that, never been away from the kids before?
Oh, it was really hard. And what happened, I don't know if they show it, if I'm allowed to, but I'll tell you anyway. They put me into the room, and the first thing that I do is just I shut the computer down and I run out, and they got me and they said, listen, do not touch that. Go back in and watch it. And I don't know whether they'll show that or not, but it was.
Well, they showed.
Really,
yeah, they did show last night. They showed a hand shutting a computer down.
Yeah, I did it within about a second, and then I got told to go back in. Do not touch it, and just sit and watch it. Oh. And it was just so hard, and I just couldn't. It was just the most painful thing to do.
What I love about you, Candace, is you're no nonsense. I'd want you on my team. You're a leader. Oh, yes. I'd follow what you said. And you've been really diplomatic because we've seen, you know, the Faraz saga that's playing out. and even just Faraz's side, was it hard to, well, Faraz particularly, but others, was it hard to manage frustrations with people? And, you know, was Faraz actually that annoying?
Look, it is. It's really hard, especially when you're in an environment where you haven't had much sleep, you're missing your family, there's been limited food and you're exhausted. You know, the tiniest little thing that someone may do or say is just amplified, and you get so frustrated. But I really felt for Faraz because at times he wasn't the only one that would stuff up or say things, but because he did it more often than other people, everyone was just very quick to jump down his throat. And in the end, I kind of had enough, and I just supported him and I just, yeah, he stuffed up, but he actually was a good person, and he was very competitive, and I could see the good in him. Mm. I just tried to nurture him and just say, come on, mate, like, pull your head in. But
we've all stuffed up, Candace. I've done that plenty of times. We've all stuffed up in our time. Mate, one thing that I do want to ask you about is the first episode. We're going to go all the way back to the first episode, and your old mate, as I read, Roxy, now you got in the ring with her. Now, when you're on a show like this and the staff ask you to complete some task, you got to complete them, whether you're friends or not. And I used to play football against my best friend. He played for Richmond. And when he was on the ground, we were enemies, and I had fights with him, and I think I got reported for wrestling him in a game. Now, you had to box with Roxy. Now, she's come out and said your friendship's over. Now, come on. Surely not. Like, grow up a bit, don't you reckon?
Yeah, look, I just did what I was instructed to do, like I've said, and everyone knew what they were, what was meant of what we had to do. So I just completed the task. If anyone at any stage felt uncomfortable or didn't want to do it, they could have taken their armband off or spoken up. So I just did what was instructed of me, and it's just, I'm just sad that it's got to this point. Yeah. And, you know, it's like I've said, it blindsided me, and it's just super disappointing that she feels that way.
Yeah. Well,
Candace, you I just want to say this to you personally. I think you going on this show, I think the way you've bravely handled everything has been a real testament to you and your strength of character, and you've come across so well. And from my friendship group, and I know us here watching you, have just been so impressed, and I just think you've done your family proud, Candace, and I know that, you know, you should know that.
I really appreciate that, and the support that I've had has been overwhelming, and it's a nice change because myself and my family, we haven't had that support in the past. People are very quick to judge or to read the newspaper or watch the news and think that that's the truth and that's the only truth. And everyone knows that there's always two or three sides to a story, our side, their side, and the truth. So it's nice that people can support us and just understand what we're about a little bit more.
Well said, Candy. I did speak to you early in April a couple of years ago, and from the message you wrote me, and I can tell you now that your three kids would be that proud of you watching you on this show.
That's a credit. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
What's harder, SAS or being mentored by Anthony Kalia?
No comment.
We'll be watching. Candace. Good on you, Candace. SAS Australia returns Monday night, 7:30 on 7.